The Truth News Network.
Planting the grain of truth in the oyster of chaos. Preparing the next generation for living with the pearl of reality. This is TNN,
the Truth News Network,
and Dan Newman.
Hey there, everyone. How are you doing? I hope you're set for another big day and you're on the backside of the weekend. It's Thursday. Can't wait, can you? Hey, we're going to get right down to business today. Our story is titled Representative Gerald Nadler's Judiciary Committee Hearing Was Nothing But a Circus? The House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday held an oversight hearing focusing on Attorney General William Barr's decisions as head of the DOJ. As part of the proceedings, the committee heard testimony from two Department of Justice officials, Aaron Zielinski, a federal prosecutor at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Baltimore, and John Elias, a senior official in the department's antitrust division. Zielinski worked on the special counsel Robert Mueller's team during the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the U.S. election, and he testified on Wednesday that senior DOJ officials improperly interfered in the sentencing recommendation for the former longtime Republican strategist Roger Stone. Specifically, he told lawmakers that DOJ leaders sought a weaker sentence for Stone at Barr's direction because they were, quote, afraid of the president. Elias testified that Barr weaponized the antitrust division to harass marijuana companies because he doesn't like the cannabis industry. That's what Elias alleged about Barr. The committee also heard testimony from two former DOJ officials, former Attorney General Michael Mukasey and former Deputy Attorney General Donald Ayer. Mukasey was invited to testify by Republicans on the panel. The witnesses who appeared yesterday were asked at one point why they chose to testify. It's kind of funny. Here's how Elias and Zielinski, both of whom are still serving in the DOJ under Barr, responded. Elias, first of all, here's what he said. I looked at what was happening, which was unlike anything I'd ever seen before, and it didn't feel like a good faith calling of balls and strikes that I'd been used to seeing. And I care very much about the antitrust laws, their even-handed enforcement, protecting consumers, and also the institution of the antitrust division where I have spent my entire legal career. And when I saw these abuses, I thought that the public should get to know about them. So that's why I stepped forward. That was Elias. He's the antitrust guy. And then Zielinski, he responded, quote, because I took an oath to do so. That was plenty enough. Anyway, that was the good part, folks. Things went downhill from there. Would you like an example or two? At one point, Representative Debbie Mercarsel Powell excoriated Ohio Representative Jim Jordan for not wearing a mask during the hearing. Here's what she said. Let me just remind every member of this committee and people that are walking into this room that the guidelines have been set forth by the Office of the Attendee Physician and the House Speaker that members need to be wearing masks. And the chairman stated earlier very clearly that members will not be recognized if they're not wearing masks. And then she turned to Representative Jordan, and she said this, quote, incredibly disrespectful that you have been sitting here next to the chairman without wearing a mask. You are putting other people's lives and their families in danger. Jordan, and if you know about Jim Jordan, you see him a lot, you hear what he says. He's pretty sharp. He's pretty quick-witted, too. He replied to her by saying this, quote, the unmasking this committee should be concerned about is the unmasking that took place at the end of the Obama administration. Chalk 1-0. Jordan wins. Representative Jordan was referring to unmasking, which is a routine and legal process that the U.S. intelligence community engages in regularly. Republican lawmakers allege that the Obama administration improperly and illegally even unmasked former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's name in intelligence reports monitoring the communications of then-Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Representative Jamie Raskin, one of the most outspoken Democrats on that committee, Ask former Deputy Attorney General Donald Ayer about Barr's unfounded claim that foreign countries would meddle in the 2020 election by mass-producing counterfeit ballots. Barr has, quote, provided an echo for the president, Raskin said, who has voted himself by mail in New York and in Florida, and whose party encourages its members to go out and vote by mail. But he's echoed the president in saying there's something wrong with voting by mail, and he's alleged that voting by mail makes us vulnerable to foreign influence by counterfeit ballots, Raskin said. Is that an appropriate role for the Attorney General of the United States? And then Ayer responded, I think it's not, and especially it's not because it appears to be something that there's absolutely no truth in at all. There are five states that do nothing but vote by mail, and every other state, I think virtually every other state, uses vote by mail somewhat substantially. So the idea that we're going to throw cold water on the notion that we're going to vote by mail is just disreputable, and it's entirely inappropriate. It really isn't his job anyway. If there were some law enforcement function, it might be. But basically, he's just echoing the president. Enough of these meaningless allegations tossed about in the screaming match in the House committee hearing room. A bunch of adults acting at best like children, and at worst, like a bunch of circus clowns. So let's get right down to it. What really happened in that hearing on Wednesday? I'll give you my 2 cents first. Two Department of Justice lifetime bureaucrats were enraged when Attorney General Barr instructed their office to reduce the federal sentence handed down in the Roger Stone case. They both resigned over Barr's ardor to do so. Now, the reduced sentence was not only a process that happens in at least 40% of federal cases when judges prepare to sentence defendants. Their recommended sentence in the case far exceeded punishments meted out in every previous federal case with similar situations. It was very, very egregious what they recommended. None of this mentions that the Attorney General is overall responsible for the actions of every attorney that work in the DOJ under him. Obama's Attorney General Eric Holder frequently intervened in federal sentences, as did his replacement Attorney General Loretta Lynch. That's kind of standard operating procedures. I mean, after all, what's a boss supposed to do? What was shocking to me, but it shouldn't have been, was that nobody who testified offered any firsthand evidence of any of the evidence of alleged wrongdoing. Why should that not surprise me? Well, that's been the case in every allegation against President Trump so far. Remember, in those impeachment hearings that initiated in Ukraine Gate? All day today it was this. Mr. So-and-so told me that he heard Mr. Boo-Boo talking on the phone to Miss Lala, who said Attorney General Barr coughed when he was reading the recommended charges against Mr. Stone. And because he coughed, we know what that means. That's a sign that President Trump was mad because Stone was his friend and he had promised he'd take care of it all. Now, that may sound a little bit juvenile, an explanation for a House Judiciary Committee hearing. But folks, it was that stupid. It was nothing but a show for the hard left in Congress and elsewhere in the nation. Why do that? Why would they push so hard and be so mean and ugly? Campaign contributions. The people that have given them donations for their campaigns, they expect them to go hard. The people they want to go to and get more campaign money, they were looking in today. And they wanted to see just how tough these Democrats are on the Trump administration. I'm pretty sure you'd like to know what was the purpose of the charade perpetrated today by Representative Nadler. The Penguin, as he has been termed, held this committee hearing for no other reason than to lay a foundation. Put that one hearing in the context along with what is imminent, what's around the corner, what's coming soon in Washington. Have you forgotten that former Attorney General Jeff Sessions appointed federal attorney Jim Huber of Utah to investigate alleged wrongdoing in the Hillary Clinton email server investigation. Even though Session was fired and replaced with Barr, Huber continued acting on his commission, worked, and still does, behind a curtain of secrecy, and has yet not stepped forward with any findings. But additionally, Attorney General Barr appointed Connecticut Federal Attorney John Durham to investigate the wrongdoing by those in the Obama administration regarding all things that occurred during the Russian collusion investigation. Maybe you missed this point. About 6 months into Durham's investigation, the DOJ announced his investigation had shifted gears and it became a full-blown criminal investigation. So here's what is about to happen. Both Huber and Durham are very close to bringing their cases forward to the public. The Huber case is probably going to implicate those from the Hillary Clinton campaign, some from the Clinton Foundation, and possibly others in wrongdoing regarding that private email server kept in her home. Just having it there was a constant violation of the handling of classified information, and each single violation is a felony, folks. The Durham case purportedly includes multiple grand juries hearing the testimony of numerous subpoenaed witnesses. It's almost a certainty its recommendations will consist of indictments of numerous members of the Obama Department of Justice, the Obama FBI under James Comey, and possibly even members of Obama's White House leadership team. Don't for one moment think the Nadler House Judiciary Committee hearing on Wednesday and future such hearings ahead are not purposely to build layer upon layer a finger-pointing at Attorney General William Barr to try and destroy his credibility. They'll forget about his lifetime of incredible service to this nation. Oh, and by the way, he once already was Attorney General of the United States. Both House and Senate leadership teams know their only hope at escaping the vitriol of American voters just before the November election is to paint Barr as nothing more than a Trump sycophant acting on instructions directly from the president to attack, attack, and attack those who oppose the president to deflect attention from his wrongdoing. In other words, all of these upcoming House committee hearings, and of course the one today, are nothing more than smoke screens. And folks, should we expect anything less? I mean, come on, it's Congress. We see and hear what they do. We watch, we look in. The one thing they don't do is create legislation. Did you hear what happened on Wednesday in the Senate? South Carolina's African-American Tim Scott, who was U.S. Senator, he crafted a bill to address police reform. And it's a Republican bill. The House is working on a Democrat bill at the same time. It's ready to go to the floor for debate in the Senate. And so the process is simply this. The majority leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, he has to go to the floor and try to get a cloture vote, which means 60 senators would have to agree just to put the bill out on the floor so it could be debated. Nobody's even seen the entire bill yet. And obviously, they haven't debated the bill. 60 votes. There are 53 Republican senators. The motion failed 55 to 45. In other words, not enough Democrats would even agree to make that total 60 just so that they could put that police reform bill on the floor to debate. They're not doing any work, folks. That's what they're solely supposed to do. Yes, there's oversight that goes along with being in the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives. No doubt about it. Three co-equal branches of government, and Congress is the oversight spot for all of government operations. We get that. But primarily, they're called legislators. and that's what they're supposed to be doing. We have far more things, far more serious things to worry about, even though they think there's not. Their total concentration is on getting rid of Donald Trump. I just can't wait to find out, and I hope we do. I hope Mr. Trump wins a second term, just so that we can continue to expose all of the wrongdoing that happened before he took the oath of office. And apparently, there's a plenty of stuff out there they don't want Americans to know about. That's a wrap for today's show, folks. Don't forget, at 9 o'clock this morning Central Time, TNN Live, right here, 2 hours of conservative talk streaming radio. You can access it by clicking at that blue horizontal banner at the top of this story that says Listen Live. Click that a few minutes before 9 o'clock and join us live. We'll talk with you if you want to call in and ask questions or comment on the things that we're talking about or make suggestions. Toll free. You might want to write this toll free number down and keep it for reference. 866-37-TRUTH. In all numbers, that's 866-378-7884. I know you're going to have a good Thursday. And share it with us on TNN Live at 9 o'clock. If we don't see you then, we'll see you tomorrow right here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant.
Real truth, real news, TNN, the Truth News Network.